And now to New York and two reports on Governor David Paterson. He's fighting unspecified allegations of personal misconduct rumored to be contained in an article in the New York Times. But that article has not yet been published, and it may not involve any such allegations. Nonetheless, NPR's David Folkenflik reports that Paterson now faces a mounting media frenzy.
In a press conference yesterday, Governor Paterson had a few choice words for what he had been hearing.
False allegations, unsubstantiated rumors, and in some cases, straight out lies.
Bloggers, politicians, and lobbyists had been abuzz about Paterson's personal behavior, yet the governor said he sat down for an extensive interview with reporter Danny Hakim of the New York Times that touched on nothing of the sort.
The article will be written about other subjects, and not the ones that have been the source of the mass speculation and feeding frenzy and circus that we have witnessed the last couple of weeks.
This truly is the scandal that dare not say its name, because nobody really knows what the heck it is. Rex Smith is editor of the Albany Times Union.
It is crazy. It's a media environment like I've never seen before.
His paper has reported gingerly on the effect the rumors are having on Paterson.
I've been in Albany for more than 20 years. Used to cover state government for Newsday. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
There have been rumors about politicians ever since the first politicians. But the lightning pace of the online news cycle, combined with the media's obsession with itself, has led to the transformation of ethereal rumor into something quite tangible. On taking office, Paterson admitted earlier marital infidelity and cocaine use. In January, the New York Post suggestively reported Paterson had been seen lunching with a woman not his wife in New Jersey. No real scandal ensued. Another suggestive item in the Post sparked the interest of the New York Daily News. Reporter Elizabeth Benjamin blogged that the rumor mill about Paterson's personal conduct was running overtime, and she said a major publication had a bombshell. Then John Koblin, who writes about media for the New York Observer, wrote this on Twitter. Anyone hearing about NYT bombshell on Paterson? Heard big damaging story coming.
If he's saying that he hears this, then, you know, I think that's a credible source as far as what's being passed on the grapevine.
Gabriel Snyder is editor of Gawker, the influential online gossip and news site. Snyder had Gawker post on Paterson after reading the Koblin tweet. Snyder says rumors themselves can be noteworthy.
It starts to become almost dishonest to talk about the governor of a state and not mention that the entire political class is speculating that there is some sex rumor that's going to come out that's going to cause him to resign.
Yet Koblin was just echoing the Daily News, not doing any original reporting. No matter. The web exploded. On Sunday, Business Insider cited a single anonymous source to report the Times would likely be publishing its bombshell on Monday and that Paterson would resign soon. Neither happened, but the tabloids gave his denials front-page treatment, and by Tuesday, Paterson was angry at the New York Times. He asked Times editors to announce they weren't pursuing any personal peccadilloes.
They don't seem to be interested in addressing it or doing anything about it, and I think it's appalling.
Rex Smith of the Times Union says the story should have been published several days ago because the speculation is causing such harm.
It seems to me that this is one of those circumstances where the news medium is itself feeding into the story, and I think the Times ought to publish.
Times spokeswoman Diane McNulty said the paper is not responsible for what others write. The story is expected soon. At least, that's according to the rumor mill. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.